Daddy down! Put!
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Great to get perspective from Jason Wilde, particularly when there is something like this going on with the Green Bay Packers. Good morning, Jason. How are you today?
I think we need a legit morning show. I mean, what we have right now is good, and it's got a lot of potential to be a great, you know, top-rated morning show. But, you know, I think we need one that's already established and really has done it over the course of time.
Look, Jason, Chewy's not working the extra hour, all right? Like, if you want us to start early, Chewy ain't working that extra hour, all right? Let's just go ahead and...
Call a spade a spade. Yeah. And I would say to Jason what I tell my five-year-old daughter to say when someone says something that potentially hurts her feelings. Well, that's just your opinion.
Oh, I thought you would spill Matt LaFleur's line and say, hey... Standards over feelings.
So I love that you said that, Jason, because I was listening last night when you were on Homer. I had no idea standards over feelings was a mantra in 1265. I'm guessing that I'm not alone in that. When do you think that became a thing, showed up? Like, when did the standards over feelings sign become something that players were expected to follow?
This year. It definitely was something that came up this year that was a new mantra, and Matt LaFleur revealed it to us after they lost to the Bears, I believe, was when he mentioned it. Like he mentioned it in a press conference. It was after the game. It was after they lost to the Bears at home. That was the first time I'd heard him reference it. And then I asked a couple players about it, and yeah, it's on a wall somewhere. You know, do I think that as a teammate, and obviously I want to make it very clear, I was joking about the show. I love the show and it's great. But as a teammate, if I said something like that, how would it be received? And would it lead to some measure of self-reflection in addition to being pissed off about it, right? Because clearly, you know, and I know Jaden Reed, I don't know if he deleted the tweet, but he kind of turned it and made it about the fans who were reacting to what Josh Jacobs said, which, you know, I know, you know, there were some other folks that were irritated with it. And I know a couple of my colleagues had gotten, you know, nasty messages about writing about it. What I would have said to anybody who sent me that message is, hey, don't shoot the messenger. Josh Jacobs said it, not me. Like, it carries a lot more heft when it comes from your 1,300-yard running back than when it comes from Jason Wilde or Rob Domofsky. So, you know, I do think, and I know Chewy will probably agree with this, I think from a teammate perspective, it's not a great look. At the same time, I do applaud his honesty. And I would hope that in addition to being irritated with him, those guys would look and say, you know what? I'd love to say he's wrong, but I haven't proven that I'm that guy. If I'm Dontavian Wicks or I'm Jaden Reed. And so I'm going to take this as motivation to say, hey, we don't need to go out and get a number one. I'm going to become the number one, which is how it's been in Green Bay since before Mark Chmura even pulled on his 89 jersey.
Jason, first off, I think standard over feelings, it relates to the coach and player. It doesn't relate to player to player. Certainly in the media, it doesn't refer to player to player. Okay?
Yeah, but if I gave you that, but you're right. I 1,000% agree. At the same time, if you make that a saying, you know, I mean, what did he do? He basically took standards over feelings out of the building and into the public, right?
Sure,
because they're not meeting the standard. We would agree that they're not meeting the standard, and what he said hurt their feelings.
Yeah, but you don't say that. I mean, that's one of those things you can think it, but not say it. Jason, would I be fair in saying back
you,
in the day?
You would know. You would know.
No, I just want to ask you.
But then that's it, then I shouldn't have said
it. Because I think this is the equivalent. Would it be fair to say, like, Earl Dotson, right tackle. Bruce Wilkerson, left tackle. Earl Dotson, much better player than Bruce Wilkerson, right? And I was just saying before you came on, I had to spend more time with Bruce helping him on a combination blocks than I would with Earl. Would it be fair to me to say, hey, we need a left tackle. This we need a real one. You know, I love Bruce to death, but we need a real – you can't say that. Would you agree?
I bet you said that. I bet you said that privately when John Michaels was a turnstile.
Yeah. Now, I should have said that publicly. But, Jason, he broke a code. That's something you cannot do. It's okay to think it. It's okay to get frustrated with players on the field. You just can't do that. And I'm telling you, this isn't – I would have called Josh Jacobs and say, hey, you know what? Go pound sand.
So here's the question that I would have for you, though, and that is, what exactly is the next, like, what happens next, right? Like, if you're Matt LaFleur or if you're his teammates, like, it didn't come from some scrubbini. Like, it came from the guy that basically was the engine for your offense. And when you start to put it together with some of the other things that have also occurred, right, like the for example, the one interception that Love throws to Zach Bond in the playoff game, Matt LaFleur said very clearly that Malik Heath ran the route at a depth of 15 yards instead of 20, and that's what caused the interception. Now, you know, again, you can say that he's covering for his quarterback, and you say whatever you want, but LaFleur said it. Like, he flat out said it. Again, that would be a standards over feelings, because I'm not sure that Malik Heath wants that out there. But my point is that now what? Like, you're going to call, like, is Matt LaFleur, did he call Josh Jacobs yesterday and say, Josh, come on, man. I agree with you, but you can't be saying that. Like,
Jason,
what's the next step?
What would Holmgren have done?
Well, it's the off season, so I don't know if he could have summoned you to his office, but, I mean, he would have... I don't know. He might have shown up on your doorstep like BB and Favre going trick-or-treating.
It is the coaches. It is the position coach. And it is the GM's job to be critical of players in positions. And Gabe, you know, me and you watched a lot of 22 and whatever that thing is.
It's the off season. You don't have to remember the name of it.
Okay. I mean, standards over feelings, Gabe.
Standards over feelings. Yeah, Jason, I've lost.
Those are his standards.
The discipline of these route runnings by the receivers, and I saw them every week, they should hold the receivers coach. There is no attention to detail whatsoever in that room. You want to fire someone. You want to be critical of the D-line. Be critical of the receivers coach. You know, and I'm sure he's a nice guy and all this, but I just think, and even the line before about the defensive line, you can't say that. You just can't. As a player, Jason, you know that Mike Pryor is not as good as Leroy Butler. Right?
You can't.
So what do you say? Pryor sucks. We need
later.
To get rid of him. It's just, I mean, I like Josh Jacobs. Now I don't like Josh Jacobs at all. I just don't like that. That is enough to turn sour on the guy.
Jason, do you think this is going to linger all the way to minicamp?
Well, obviously, as reporters, we're going to ask about it the next time we have any sort of availability. Now, I believe Josh Jacobs is going on the tailgate tour in April, so I can guarantee you.
Are any of the wide receivers there?
That's a great question, Gabe. If they're going to be taking separate buses, so I can guarantee you we'll ask him then. I mean, look, I think there's a couple of things here, right? And I was saying this to Homer last night. I've been to Radio Row a couple of times. I've done, you know, when the Packers were in Dallas in 2010, I did a bunch of shows there. Like, it's a it's an energetic scene, right? And you can get a little swept up in it. Like, do I think that Josh Jacobs, had I asked him that at his locker, he might have said that? Do I also think that his desire to get Davante Adams on the roster is fueling that opinion? Yes. But, I think he's not wrong in what he said. And what would concern me if I'm the Packers, in addition to my star running back coming out and saying this, would be the fact that he's right and that this group did not take the jump that we all expected. I mean, remember, I was asking Goody and LaFleur about this in their postseason press conferences. I'm sure Josh has the clip somewhere. Like, LaFleur's trying to give me this milquetoast answer, and I actually interrupt him toward the end of his lengthy wandering. It was kind of like one of my questions, frankly. He wondered if he had a point. And I said, Matt, but you had Davante Adams. You know how that changes the dynamic. And it was almost like he snapped into it and said, yeah, look, they cover you differently, and I got a better answer from him. When I talked, you know, when we had our Goody press conference, I went through the lineage from Sharp all the way to Adams, because Adams was the last time. And all of those guys, what did they have in common? They weren't acquired from elsewhere. They all rose up and became number one wide receivers organically. And obviously that's what this team expected by drafting three guys in 2022 and three guys in 2023 and then zero guys in 2024. They thought by now one of these guys will have taken the bull by the horns and become that guy. And they were wrong. And now this is why this conversation is occurring.
Jason, I have a quick one for you here. When I heard this, I thought back to August 13th when you asked about wide receiver ones and Matt LaFleur said, this question makes me sick. How do you think he received Josh Jacobs' comments?
I should have been nicer to Wildy when he asked me that. I think he's probably like Chewy. I do. I think he's thinking, okay, you're not wrong, but you were wrong to say it out loud. Mm. Right? Like, because look, LaFleur, when he said that to me, and again, it didn't bother me in the moment. It did get a little bit elevated in our exchange when he responded that way. But the fact of the matter is that he has to do that, because Davante Adams wasn't walking through that door. And whether I think he probably believed it at the time, but I don't think with 19 games of or 18 games of evidence from the 2024 season and watching as you lost Watson in the finale and then you lost Reed and Romeo in the game due to injuries against Philly, I don't see how he could still look at it and go, this question makes me sick. Instead, it should be, this question makes me think, and we got to figure out a way to either get somebody to elevate or get somebody else, because the way it operated last year was not good enough.
Jason, good stuff. I know that you and Tausch will talk about this morning on Wildy and Tausch as well. We have a boatload of comments rolling in. People feel very strongly about this on both sides of the aisle, so we will continue sharing that reaction as the show rolls on. Have a great one, sir.
As long as they agree with me, that's all I care about. All right, guys, take care. Be good.
That's Jason Wildy. You can hear him on Wildy and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Okay, we got to take a quick break. I want to get to some of this reaction, guys. People have a lot of things to say. Remember, you can always call in as well on the Carbless Talk and Text line, 800-990-3776. We will get to your reaction right after this.
With a local Milwaukee team, Fifth Third Bank knows what success looks like. They've been serving businesses and individuals in the area for nearly 15 years, including a longstanding commitment to the healthcare industry. From expansion to treasury management, Fifth Third offers a full suite of financial services and solutions across the healthcare spectrum to meet the complex moments you're navigating. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.